Got a story that is bugging me.
Okay.
Florida drivers.
Yeah.
May soon need two license plates on their car.
Don't even go there.
Oh, no,
I got away
don't.
From that in
no,
Missouri.
No, you don't.
I hate that. I just do.
Well, and it's...
Maybe hate's a strong word, but I do.
It's a Florida bill, and part of it is, I guess the idea was to help investigators catch hit-and-run drivers.
Okay.
Okay, so really what this bill was about, until they glommed onto it, they call it the Lily Glowback Act, named for the 13-year-old girl from Tampa who was struck by a car while riding her bike home from school. And this is in cases where a driver gets into a car crash. The bill would require a motor vehicle repair shop to request a written crash report from the customer before performing any repair work on the vehicle. This would apply if the repair work is estimated to cost at least $5,000. The form would include information on the customer, vehicle, a description of the damage, information that could be used by investigators to nab potential hit-and-run drivers.
Okay.
I guess my concern here is, and I didn't see, you know, word for word all the thing, but it's, okay, so now you're making the body shops jump through another hoop.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so that's just another, could add to the cost. And then are they going to then delay the work? I mean, is there going to be a period of time where, yeah, you submit this information.
Right.
Oh, yeah, wait till you hear back from us kind of a thing. Now, it doesn't say that.
What if I hit a tree, not another car?
Then you would have a report that has your name, the car on it, the tag number and all that, and the description of what you say occurred.
Okay.
And what happens is through their investigation, they're looking for this black late model Chevrolet.
Sure.
Et cetera, et cetera. And then all of a sudden your name pops up on a repair report and it just happens to be a black, you know, Chevrolet.
Okay.
And they go, you know what, let's go talk to Mr. Cassidy about this. And then they talk to the repair shop and the repair shop goes, a tree? I don't see how it could have been a tree.
I get the concept.
Yeah.
I understand, but the front plate part, because again, as car guys, now maybe it's not as obtrusive like on my Jeep, or maybe if it's, you know, your truck or whatever, but sometimes you want to put your Gator plate or your whatever plate on the front. But like on sports cars,
I want a plate at all.
No, I used to just not put one on because it looks stupid.
On my little BMW,
no.
I actually had those little holes actually removed by the body shop.
Exactly.
So it's a nice, smooth front end. No, I don't want the tags in front. Stop being like other states and be the free state of Florida you're supposed to be. But as part of this bill, that's when they brought up an amendment requiring drivers to display a license plate both on the front and the back of the vehicles. So, of course, your registration is going to cost more money. You got to pay for the cost of the tag.
Uh-huh.
You got to have that thing. You know, you got to mount that thing. And no.
No. Just say no.
Just say no to that.
Call, write your Florida politicians and say no to the front plate amendments.
Yeah.
Just say no.
Did I give you the Senate Bill 92?
Okay.
Yeah, Senate Bill 92.
No plates on the front.
No.
Please.